Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The Portland three-piece band Menomina joins us on the World Cafe today. They put out their debut back in 2003. The band has always functioned as a democracy, with all three members contributing parts and songs, often written using interlocking loops. It has come to fruition on their latest album, their fourth, called Minds. And we begin with a performance of the song called Dirty Cartoons, Menomina. That is Dirty Cartoons. That is Menomina playing live in the World Cafe studios today. That's one from Mines. Danny Syme on the drums. Justin Harris on bass. And Brent Knopf on keyboards. And you will note some more guitars. There is a fourth member.
Joe. Mr. Joseph Hagee, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
What do you have to say for yourself, Joe?
Not much.
Back to you, David.
When you listen, I was wondering how you guys were going to do it, unless you're going to be throwing instruments at each other. If you listen to this record, how you can possibly play this live? Is it a challenge to take what you end up doing in the studio and make it powerful live?
Yes,
sometimes, yeah. Most times, actually.
We mostly write and record these things simultaneously, you know. So there's not really a lot of discussion about how we're ever going to pull this off, and we're just kind of layering and layering stuff in the computer at our homes. And then the month or two before we leave on tour is always the most challenging thing, to try to actually learn our own music. And
yeah, it sounds great. Now, at what point in that whole process does the lyric writing take place?
It varies.
Yeah.
Toward the end, typically?
Yeah, probably varies for each one of us. I mean, me personally, and this is Joe speaking. Yeah, usually towards the end, but not always. Sometimes it starts that way. So
towards the end, like before tour.
Yeah, man.
Can you? is the heart of any of these individual songs attributable to a single person? Is there a germ that begins with one person?
Yeah, typically. Yeah. Whichever songs we sing on the record are lyrics written by us most of the time.
So I should tell folks that was Danny singing Dirty Cartoons, and next up would be the Queen Black Acid, which is the one that begins the disc. And whose tune is that?
That'll be me. You bring me down.
That is great. That is Queen Black Acid as Menomina are playing live today. Music from Minds, which is the new album out on Barsuk. Sounds great. We were talking a bit about the whole process of this album taking a while, and but in between that time, Justin, you and Brent have other projects you were working on.
Mostly Justin,
Danny.
Yeah. Does any of the things you do as solo projects kind of inform what happens here? Anyway,
I think so. I mean, with for example, this is Brent speaking, and I do the Ramona Falls project.
Right.
I feel like a lot of the work that I did for Ramona Falls, getting that ready and then getting the live show ready, actually kind of like paved the way to make things a lot smoother for this Menomina record, and especially when it comes to like getting my performance rig going. And I don't know, I just feel like every new record you make and every new kind of skill you teach yourself, you know, becomes like a cumulative thing, you know, so you could bring those benefits to the next project you work on.
You know, it's interesting that the last album actually came out in 2007, and if you consider you guys toured a whole bunch of with that, it really isn't that long between albums. People kind of point to 3 years as but in band life, that's not such a long period of time.
Thank you for that observation.
Yeah, you're the first person to say that. Thank you, Ray.
Well, but now, as far as these songs are concerned, though, did the bits and pieces come together throughout all that period? Are you the kind of band that can write when you're out touring?
Nope.
I just think it seems like a long time in this day and age because music seems to be a little bit more disposable. Sounds so dramatic, but easily produced, I guess would be a better way of saying it. I mean, it just seems like there's, you know,
absolutely,
a million new bands, and it's just the longer you sit, the more you kind of start to feel like a dinosaur, you know.
And the way you guys work is fairly meticulous compared to a lot of what goes on, you know. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the results, as I've said before, speak for themselves. What do you guys want to do next?
Do a song called "Kill 'Em All." Oh,
And that is Kill 'Em All, as Manam and I are playing live for us today. Another one from Mines. Thank you guys a lot for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Sounds fabulous. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.